from KQED.
This is Forum from KQED Public Radio. I'm Joshua Johnson of KQED News. Time for an update on a project we're part of to crowdsource the costs of common medical procedures. Last month, you heard KQED health editor Lisa Alaferis give the early findings of that project called Price Check. We began with mammograms, a very common diagnostic procedure. This time, we take a look at back MRIs. And like our first round of results, these prices were all over the map. Lisa Alaferis joins us now in studio. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Joshua.
Also with us by phone is Jeannie Pinder. She's the founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, the website that partnered with KQED and KPCC Los Angeles to create Price Check. Jeannie, welcome.
So much for having me.
I hope you'll call in with your questions and your stories about trying to find out what healthcare costs you. Did you get the answers you wanted? Did you get the runaround? Give us a call, 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. Email us. The address is forum@kqed.org. Find us on Facebook or tweet us at KQED Forum. Lisa, the early results from this so far are pretty staggering. You found that the self-pay prices for MRIs just in San Francisco alone range from almost $600 to more than $6,000. That's incredible, but sadly not surprising.
It's not surprising. It's common across pretty much all healthcare procedures is that there's this tremendous variation in cost. These, as you pointed out, are the self-pay prices. Those would be prices that you would pay if you don't have insurance or you're going out of network. That might be the price you have to pay. And yes, we saw this range from about $575, close to $600, up to the $6,200 price. That was at a large academic medical center.
Which shall remain nameless.
And they also offer a percentage discount if you pay on day of service, which brings the price to a 40% discount if you pay on day of service. So the short version is just from these self-pay prices, A, it pays to ask. It pays to ask for a discount. And it pays to can save you a lot of money if you shop around.
So just to be clear, for people who look at Price Check online, which is kqed.org/price check, if you go to the website, the prices you see, if you have insurance, that's the price that would be billed to your insurance company?
No. So a self-pay price is what you pay outside of insurance. We're
gotcha.
Also collecting crowdsourced data about, we're asking people to share what they have paid. So insurance contracts with providers are sealed. So nobody can know what those prices are in advance unless our community shares with us what they have been charged. So people get an explanation of benefits from their insurer. It often usually lists what the price charged was and then what your insurance paid. If you've received one of these, you know, it's like you look and you go, wow, they charged $3,000 for that. My insurance only paid $600. I wonder how that happened.
Right, right.
So that's part of these contracts that are negotiated. So we're asking people to share those. And just in San Francisco alone, again, just to make this apples to apples comparison, we found one facility was charging, I can't now find the prices right in front of me, but it was something like if someone had traveled from Laurel Village down to the financial district for this, would have saved $1,000.
By traveling, like, how far is that? Like a few miles?
On Google, it said it was 3 miles, an 11-minute drive.
$1,000 for an 11-minute drive?
Yes.
That alone just validates the need for this kind of a database. Jeannie Pinder, what do you make of this? As you're seeing more of the results of Price Check, how does that strike you?
Well, almost nothing surprises us anymore because we've been examining this problem for quite some time. What's really interesting to us is to see how many people are acting like consumers out there in the marketplace. Lisa gave an example of somebody who could have driven for a few miles and saved. We've heard from people who saved $1,300 just by asking at the desk, can I have a better price? One person who chimed in particular was somebody who was insured. I hasten to add, somebody who was insured, who said they were told the procedure would be $1,850. They have a $7,500 deductible, so I talked to the office manager, this person said, who said if I paid up front and agreed not to report to the insurer, it would be $580.
Wow.
That was $1,300 right there.
And there's no, and that's that's acceptable in the way things are. That's legal within the rules, whatever the rules are.
Oh, yeah. And we're hearing a lot of that. There was another person who said she was going to be billed $830 through her PPO, but the cash price is $500.
Wait, say that again?
She was going to be billed $830 for an MRI through her PPO. The cash price was $500. She chose to pay $500.
So if you just happen to be able to have the money in your pocket, you will automatically save money on your health on your health care in a lot of situations.
It depends on the provider. Now, that will not go against your deductible quite often if you're paying cash. It depends on how your plan is written. But both of these people and numerous others have said to us, we just ask for the cash price because we have a high deductible.
Lisa, why? I'm sorry, I'm struggling to come up with questions because it's so staggering how big the differences are. Part of me feels like this can't be legal. I mean, if, you know, if Best Buy in San Francisco charged me one price to fix my computer and the one in Oakland charged me a different price, I'd be screaming to the Federal Trade Commission. But this is legal. Why?
This goes back to the Byzantine way in which healthcare costs are determined in this country. And it also speaks to, I mean, there's a lot of history here. Originally, there were the 80-20 indemnity plans. So there was an incentive if the insurance was paying 80% of a price. There was an incentive to have a higher price because consumers were only paying 20%. Now, in California, the overwhelming majority of people are now in a managed care plan. They're often in HMOs, and people are familiar with PPOs and staying in network and so forth.
Is that because of Covered California?
No. This all is because this goes way back, predates that. There's another issue about covered California plans high deductible health plans in particular. But to get back to your original question, is insurers negotiate contracts with providers, and those contracts are sealed. I mean, that's not uncommon. Let's say that for what it is. It's not uncommon in business in general because these are considered to be trade secrets, but employers also are getting in the game because they want these prices to be transparent because there can't really be competition if there's not transparent pricing.
Yeah, and Jeannie, I guess that kind of cuts to the heart of why we need to know this is that, you know, at a certain point, you'll have to pay. I mean, whether the money comes from your employer to cover their part of your health insurance benefit or whether it comes right out of your pocket or whether you have a government plan like through the VA or whomever, someone has to pay for it.
Right. That's why we're journalists. We support any kind of transparency. So if, for example, that MRI could be $500 or $6,000, I would love it if you wanted to have that $6,000 MRI, you should go ahead and have it. Just don't make me pay for it. Don't make my employer pay for it. Don't make my government pay for it. Prices should be transparent, as in any other marketplace.
Let's talk a little bit about price check in general, Jeannie. About your website, Clear Health Costs, Jeannie. I wonder how the process of getting these prices has kind of shaped the way you view the medical landscape today. It's easy for me as an outsider to say, oh, the whole thing's unfair. It's rigged in favor of the insurance companies. But considering that you are looking at this database of prices and helping us to build ours, what is your kind of view from 10,000 feet of the price structure of healthcare in America today?
Right. That's a great question. The system that we've built is untenable. It's too much money. It's too much inequity. It doesn't work. And we don't think that there's any particular villain out there. It's not that the insurance companies or the, you know, fat cat doctors or do-nothing government or greedy patients or big pharma. The system that we've built is simply untenable. And it's composed of misaligned incentives that don't encourage good behavior. It has to change. And technology and transparency will do that, much as technology and transparency fixed the opaque airline ticket sales marketplace, real estate sales, car sales, all were the same way. They were all opaque before technology and transparency.
Yeah, at least I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's happening now. It's changing right before our very eyes.
Yeah, at least now we have a little bit more transparency on on airline ticket costs. Even if we don't like the cost of the airline ticket, at least we know what it is. We are discussing the opaque becoming ever more translucent, maybe? Cost of healthcare with KQED health editor Lisa Alafaris and Jeannie Pinder of the website Clear Health Costs. I should also mention KPCC Los Angeles is our other partner in the project Price Check. We welcome your questions and your thoughts. Have you been unpleasantly surprised about the cost of a medical procedure? You have the procedure, you get the bill, tried to find out what it cost, and then got the runaround. Did you have trouble getting the cost ahead of time? We've already got some good callers on the line. We welcome yours as well at 866-733-6786 or email us forum@kqed.org. Let's go to the phones now with Mark in Holland, Michigan. Mark, welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple years ago, my daughter needed her tonsils taken out. So I price shopped it, and I found the local hospitals were a couple thousand dollars more than a local surgery center. The local surgery center used to be independent, but a couple years before that, they were bought by the local hospital. My friend, who happened to be the surgeon, said he'd prefer to do it at the surgery center. He had no problem doing it, but there was one piece of equipment. They said, if there's ever a problem in this surgery, I'd want that piece of equipment there. And he said, I told the surgery center, why don't you get this equipment? And they won't do it. And so it seems like the local hospital, it seems like a lot of these surgery centers do good work, but the local hospitals are buying them up kind of to have a little cartel on the market.
Wow. Mark, thanks for the feedback, and thank you for listening in from Michigan. Lisa, that's I don't know how common that is, but that sounds like a bit of a catch-22. You kind of can't get out of that system where the prices are controlled.
So I'm not familiar with this, obviously, with the market in Holland, Michigan, but I would say congratulations to Mark for shopping around. And, you know, then this becomes a decision of which he had really good information about what the difference was between the between what would have happened at the surgery center and what would have happened in the hospital. I would say at least he had some information. A lot of times there is no information. And I'll also say that people often in healthcare, in America, we like to correlate price with quality. But in healthcare, there's generally not a correlation between price and quality. So you may think, well, I'm paying more and I'm going to this reputable place, so I'll have a better outcome for sure. That may or may not be true. So I would say in this case, he made a decision. He said, well, I really want to have this piece of equipment there in case my daughter needs it.
And then we know a lot about, you know, even certain medications, just the cost of them in the United States versus the cost of them around the world. You can get 10, 12, 20, 50 times as much for the exact same amount of money. But for some reason, the cost structure in the U.S. is just, it's like it's built to be expensive.
So, and that is its own, pharma pricing is its own separate issue. But I agree with Jeannie, is there's no, if only there were one villain to point at and the problem would be solved. It's just not that simple.
We got an email from a listener who wrote, not all MRIs are alike. They differ in film clarity and whether or not you need contrast. So it's like comparing the prices of cars.
I actually want to interject on
yes.
that, because what we ask for in Price Check is for people to enter the CPT code. This is the official code that goes along with a very specific procedure. So in the data that Clear Health Costs collect and in the data that Price Check is collecting, we are asking people to enter their CPT code. So that's a very good price. They're a very good point. They can be different. But in the case of a post, both Jeannie and I have written about this, a very specific CPT code, the cost was widely variable.
Let's go back to the phones. Pradap in Mountain View. Pradap, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. Did I pronounce your name correctly, first of all?
Yes.
You're good. Excellent. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to mention one other disparity. So I got a knee MRI and it cost me insurance $1,800. And I happened to get another MRI back in Bangalore, India, and that cost $100. So the disparity is huge if you compare it with what's available outside of U.S.
Wow, Pradap, can I ask you if you had to have, and I don't want you to get too deep into your medical history because that's personal, but if you had to have a major medical procedure, would you have it done here or would you fly home to India and have it done there?
It depends on how complicated it is. So if it's very complicated, then I'd prefer to have it here. But if it's a routine thing, an MRI, then it's probably better to have it elsewhere.
Wow. Pradap, thanks for calling in. Jeannie, I've heard a lot about medical tourism, people who would rather, you know, fly to Chile or Edinburgh or, you know, Johannesburg or Bangalore or wherever to have the same procedure for a whole lot less money.
Yes, that is a trend that we're hearing a lot of. We're also hearing a lot about domestic medical tourism, where people are choosing to go to, there's a surgery center in Oklahoma that posts its prices, for example, or choosing some place in the continental United States rather than flying to Bangalore or Thailand. It's a reflection, I think, of the stress in the system. It's just way too much money. And because people have high deductible plans, they tend to have much more out-of-pocket now. And so they're much more price-sensitive and looking for solutions.
Lisa, you had mentioned when I asked you about the Affordable Care Act and covered California, the high deductible plan is kind of a separate thing. How does that factor into this whole aspect of price check? We're getting a lot more people covered in California, millions more who are never covered. But how does that affect the costs of procedures now that you have all of these high deductible clients entering the market?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the covered California plans, a lot of the plans in the individual market in general in California outside the covered California exchange, people want to keep that premium down, that monthly premium, and there are various ways to do that. But one of them is that you will pay a set amount, that's the deductible, before your insurance kicks in. Now, you, in many cases, you will get the negotiated rate that your insurer negotiates, which may well be cheaper. You know, we have not seen that in this MRI, but it may be cheaper for other things. But people are becoming, because people have these, are having to shell out $2,000 or $4,000 or $6,000 before their insurance kicks in, they're becoming much more sensitive on price. And we believe, Jeannie and I both believe, in this project we believe, lots of other people believe, that the more consumers ask how much something costs, it just helps to crack the curtain open a little bit more on light shining into these prices.
How do you go about finding this out? Like, give me a few ways, Lisa, that someone, if they wanted to know, other than just like at the front desk, say, how much does this cost?
That's a good place to start.
Just ask at the front desk.
Ultimately, you're probably going to get referred to people in billing, but certainly just asking. And people report, I had somebody email me yesterday. She had asked how much something costs. She had asked, how much is this MRI going to be? And the person had told her, this woman was on Medicare with supplemental insurance to fill in the gap. And the person told her, it'll be between $4,000 and $7,000. And you shouldn't even worry about it because your insurance will cover everything. And this woman was outraged. She said, why shouldn't I know how much it costs? And that's something that's actually been lacking for a long time in this country because people had good insurance for so long. It was low or no cost to consumers. But now that consumers are really seeing that it's coming out of their pocket, people are asking.
So you're saying don't settle for a ballpark figure, like get a harder number.
I'm going to also defer to Jeannie because she has so much experience with calling and getting through to the right person to get those answers more than I do.
Yeah, Jeannie, give me your best tip for how we should go about digging out these prices.
Yeah, well, we just ask, and we'll ask the simple direct question, how much will this cost, and how much will it cost me? And it helps when you're assessing that information. If somebody says it'll cost you $7,000 and you don't have any context in which to judge it, that sort of information in a vacuum doesn't really help. So what we're doing is part of our clear health costs and price check efforts is giving people context in which to judge those prices. A $7,000 MRI is a really expensive MRI. So that if you have context by which to judge, that really helps a lot in making decisions.
So let me just repeat what you said. We're supposed to ask, how much does this cost, and then how much will this cost me? So we can kind of see what the difference is.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And in addition, people in the Bay Area people in California can go to kqed.org/price check. That's one word, price check. And you can enter back MRI and within 50 miles of your zip code. And you can see what the range is and you will get a choice of, you can compare exactly the MRI you are supposed to get with what the range is. And then you can then people would see, oh, it's $1,100 in the Richmond district and it's $500 in the financial district. I'm going to make a choice. You know, people will make their own decisions then.
And you can drive the 3 miles and save $600.
Or go to, if you have some greater confidence in another place, then you can spend them. It's just you are making the choice then. It's empowering consumers.
Let's go back to the phones now. Vaughn in San Francisco. Vaughn, good morning.
Morning. So I am a surgeon in the Bay Area, and I just wanted to raise a couple issues. So one thing I've heard is that one of your guests mentioned that some of the doctors would offer the patients that were on a insurance to forego the insurance for a certain procedure and pay out of pocket. And I was mentioned that was legal. So when I sign a contract with an insurance provider, in the contract it states I cannot have the patient pay out of pocket while they still, not out of pocket, but have the patient pay my regular fees while they are still insured. So that actually, I would not recommend patients trying to set that up with the providers because a lot of providers will not do it simply because it's not legal. And the second point I wanted to raise is, as providers, we don't really know the fees that our, for lack of a better word, competitors use in the Bay Area, because the other thing we sign when we sign up with an insurance company is we sign a waiver that states that we cannot legally discuss our fees with any of the other providers. So essentially, I have no legal way of finding out what anybody else in my area charges for anything. And as a result, you know, it's very hard to really set a given price for the area without knowing what other people charge for it.
And Vaughn, how do you feel about that?
Well, the first part, as far as the insurance, I think it's fair. I think that's usually set up for the patients to be protected. So essentially, when I set up for the insurance, my out-of-pocket fees are usually significantly higher than what patients pay if they're in an insurance plan. So I think that's fine. As far as us not knowing what our colleagues charge, I think it's frankly wrong, because what happens is the insurance company then sets a way where they can reimburse us whatever they want, and there is no way for us as providers to really know whether we are getting reimbursed a fair amount or not. For example, if I am in the San Francisco area and I do a certain procedure, I get paid, let's say, $1,000 for it. The same procedure that's done, for example, in Oakland, same doctor trained in the same place as me will only get reimbursed about $700 simply because of the zip code, which they are, and the insurance companies are allowed to do that. And there's no way for us to know that. Wow. So I think that's right.
Wow. Vaughn, I appreciate the insights. Thanks for calling in. And Lisa Alaferis, I saw you nodding your head as he was speaking.
Yeah, this is, I appreciate that call too. This is what doctors have told us. This is what I mentioned earlier, is that these insurance negotiations with providers are sealed. Those are, and as he said, he cannot legally discuss it when he's signed the contract. And again, players on both sides are going to say, you know, they all have their interests in this. I mean, an insurance company, of course, is going to want to be getting the best prices they can, and they're not going to want, you know, people often have gag orders and contracts. They cannot discuss their prices with others. So again, I agree with what Jeannie said, is that there's no individual villain here. There's just needs to be more transparency across the board.
Jeannie, I wanted to ask a question that one of our listeners raised in our last few minutes. Someone asked about the relationship between Clear Health Costs, which is a for-profit website, and KQED, which is a non-profit media organization. Is Clear Health Costs for-profit, non-profit? How does that relationship work, just by way of transparency?
Yeah, Clear Health Costs is a for-profit. We're a journalistic enterprise founded out of the City University of New York Graduate School of Journalism here in New York City. We have been working on price transparency for about 3 years. Our project with KQED and KPCC casts us as a service provider under a software as a service contract. In this project, which is funded by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, which funds transformational journalism efforts, we, as journalists, we share common goals. We don't think that the for-profit and non-profit distinction really is all that valuable now, particularly because we have what we consider non-profit-y motives.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. We're running out of time, so I want to get back to a few emails and hopefully one more call. One listener writes, my daughter had scoliosis surgery 2 years ago at Stanford Hospital in Palo Alto. I called about 2 to 3 times a week to have an idea of the cost as soon as we found out she needed the surgery and was never given an answer. I come from France, where you do have the cost beforehand and where it's totally normal to have this information, so this might explain why it felt so not okay. Another listener writes, hi, I'm planning a pregnancy. Actually planning it. My planning includes shopping around, insurance, and facilities. No one, not my insurance, not my gynecologist's office, not the 2 local delivery hospitals, no one can tell me what it's going to cost. I get that there are a ton of variables, but it seems like they could be more specific than somewhere between $500 and $15,000, which is what I've been able to gather. Let's get one more phone call in. Saket from Foster City. Saket, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate the effort from KQED on this one.
Sure, what's on your mind?
Thank you. So we have always purchased the most expensive PPO insurance because for peace of mind, because we had had some history with our older son, and when he was 3 years old last year, and I was in for a surprise when I got a call from his daycare center that he had stuffed some peas up his nose. And he had been sniffing them, up, so we had to take him urgently to an emergency center in Millbrae right here. And I was in for a surprise because I knew that I have to pay $100 deductible for emergency care, and we were fine with that. We actually managed to get the fees out even before we saw the doctor, but we were the hospital insisted we should see the doctor. And then I get a bill a few weeks later giving me an extra $300 bill. Because I found out that insurance covered the hospital, but they didn't cover the doctor. And it was shocking to me that why would you cover the hospital and not cover the doctor? And what's the point of that?
Wow, we are almost out of time, Saket. Thanks for that call. Lisa Alaferis, very briefly before we wrap up the hour.
This is probably an in-network versus out-of-network issue, and it can be surprising that you're in the hospital and some physicians may not be in network, and I think he should absolutely take that up and fight that with his insurance company because it was an emergency situation.
Yes, indeed. I won't make a comment about the peas up the nose. That's just that would not be nice. Lisa Alaferis is the editor of KQED Health. She also blogs online at kqed.org/stateofhealth. The website is kqed.org/pricecheck. Lisa, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
And Jeannie Pinder is the founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs. Jeannie, I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Forum is produced by Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, Susan Britton, and Tina Laubert. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. We get online support from David Marks. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. I'm Joshua Johnson of KQED News. Thanks for listening.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, founders of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.